Welcome to Firefox News Online, America's number one internet radio and internet video broadcast. The rules are very simple. No personal attacks, threats, or hate speech will be tolerated at any time. If you commit to these acts, you will be removed from the chat room. And if we're using a phone line, the same rules apply. Also, bear in mind that this is a roundtable discussion format, so please, no cross-talking during the broadcast. And finally, the views and opinions that will be expressed in this broadcast are that of the host and those who call in, and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of anyone else or this broadcasting service. The use of media materials is protected by the Fair Use Clause of the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, which allows for the rebroadcast of copyrighted materials for the purposes of commentary, criticism, and education. Firefox News Online Productions and its news division adhere to the criteria of the Fair Use Clause 100% across the board. And now, on with tonight's broadcast.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As Tucker Carlson of Fox News Channel will point out, you may not have noticed And now, America, it is time for Talking Points. The views and opinions expressed in Talking Points are that of the host and the host alone, and do not reflect the views and opinions of anyone else or this broadcasting service. As Tucker Carlson of Fox News Channel will point out, you may not have noticed that you're under restrictions still for coronavirus, but in some states, you are. Now, I can't imagine for the life of me why the mainstream media decided to put this on the back burner, this being the coronavirus pandemic. Now, I know that may sound like a strange thing to hear, but let's face the reality. There are some of us who got wrapped up in the George Floyd situation that we really weren't paying attention to what was happening with COVID-19 or coronavirus or whatever you want to call it. So I really think it's kind of a shame to sit back and say, well, we haven't heard too much about coronavirus. Maybe it's safe to venture out again without a mask. No. No, it's not. Although there are some states that are reopening with new guidelines and things of that nature. But, you know, how could we ignore this story? I mean, how could the mainstream media ignore this story? I mean, coronavirus pandemic is still going on. It's not like it went away. And George Floyd's death, while tragic, should never have taken away from the COVID-19 pandemic. And here's what I find fascinating. Dr. Anthony Fauci is now, well, I don't even want to think about it, but it has to do with the surge and all that other stuff. Or at least I think that's what it's got to do with. I don't know anymore. I don't listen to that old geezer. Dr. Fauci is a moron, and I wish Donald Trump would tell him to get fucking bent. Go take a flying leap. Get lost. Hit the road, Jack. He hasn't yet. I don't know why, but he hasn't. So here's the deal, the bottom line for this. We all want to see this country reopen, and it's reopening. Our economy is slowly starting to bounce back. Much to the dismay of some folks who are praying for an economic collapse and all this other bullshit. Yeah, well, guess they're not getting their wish. Guess it's not happening. Nice to live in a fantasy world, you know. And people who go and listen to this bullshit, more power to them. They're just as delusional as the person who's spewing it. But I digress. The thing is, we all have a stake in seeing our country reopen. But we have to do it carefully, safely. Whether you believe COVID-19 exists or not is irrelevant. We have to do what we can to protect each other. Now, when I walk out of my house, I don't have my mask on right away because usually there's nobody anywhere around me. But as soon as I see people walking toward me, I will put a mask on. And once I'm clear of their presence, once I'm out of their way, once they're out of my way, however you wish to phrase it, then the mask comes off and I go about my walk to the store or wherever I'm heading. Now, of course, when I get in range of a store, I put the mask on, get what I got to get, pay for it, leave. And as soon as I get outside the store and there's nobody around, I take the mask off. Now, why do I do that? Because it's a pain in the ass wearing them things. And I've got a full beard on my face. And that's coming off soon, by the way. I will probably shave that off during the weekend. Because during the summer months, with it getting into the 90s, I will not have a beard on my face. I can't. No, not going to happen. It just ain't worth it. Okay? And if I start sweating and the beard gets wet with sweat, as I found out recently, it will slide up my face quickly. And then the mask goes right under my nose. Talk about a real bad breathing situation. So, anyway, I digress. We're talking about coronavirus. We're talking about the COVID-19 pandemic. And what I really think is important is we need to get together and say collectively, you know what? Okay, you reported the story, you updated it, blah, 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 moving on. And that goes for any person killed by a cop, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, or pink with purple polka dots. I don't give a flying fuck what their race is. If they're killed by a cop, yes, give it some extensive coverage, but don't make it a two-week-long project. And then turn around and in the midst of all that reporting of that particular item that you're going to probably spend 6, 10, 12 hours on, why not put a healthy smattering of other news in there? That's what real news organizations do, you know. So Fox News Channel, CNN, and MSNBC, get the stick out of your ass and start doing your job right. Okay? Because you're all guilty of it. It's not just one network. It's all three of the major cable channels. The only one that's not going to get a complaint out of me is One America News. The COVID-19 pandemic, they cover it quite a bit. quite extensively, and not just on the United States side, but on all fronts. And then they also bring in other stories. They talk about other news that's going on in the world. Gee, I would love for CNN and MSNBC to try that. It would be so much fun. Oh, but that would mean no more contributors, pundits, and stuff like that. Yeah, I can live with that, you know? Let their correspondents in the field be the people telling the story from that location. Wow, there's another concept. I'm batting 1,000 here, folks. And I'm just one man, one show, one journalist. I don't have a big financial budget. And I could certainly use one, but you know what? I can't get that, so I'll just have to deal with what I got. And that means also sharing my thoughts on coronavirus coverage. It comes down to this. Coronavirus pandemic is going to go down in the history of this country as being the worst of the worst and having changed so many lives. We can't ignore it anymore. We cannot ignore it, period. So I think the media needs to do a better job. Fox News used to say fair and balanced. They don't say that anymore. You know what they're saying now? Nothing. So, seriously, you guys, shit or get off the pot. Report updates on coronavirus pandemic. Give us other news to look into. Okay? And if you can't do that, stop calling yourself a news organization. You're an entertainment company. All right? Coronavirus coverage doesn't get the coverage it used to. Why? What's the real reason behind that? Is it to keep us afraid, scared, and cowering in the corner? Maybe. Maybe not. But it's certainly very interesting question that comes to mind. Anyway, hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend tonight's broadcast globally on social media right now. And with that having been said, it's now time, as always, for the rest of the story.
Well, this is going to be a fun evening, folks.
Okay, here's the deal. First of all, I have to stop the video broadcast for just a minute. So those of you watching on the video side, I'm trying to rush. I don't know if you hear it in the background. My Keurig. I was making a cup of coffee while the Talking Points was playing, and unfortunately, I kind of mistimed it. So let me stop because I have to restart the software in order to get the chat room to work on for Periscope and the other vid platforms. So be right back in just a minute on the video side. And while the video platforms are being reconstituted, that shouldn't take that long at all. Okay. First of all, good to see Iggy Mom, Gunslinger, and from Louisiana, Mike. I've got at least six or seven guests tuning in. Welcome to the broadcast, and thank you for being here. Ah, that's better. All right. We're back on the video side. Everything's up and running proper, and I really wish I didn't have to do that, but well, sometimes technical difficulties are abound when you're doing a live broadcast. So, let me put the number up on the screen and say, howdy, America, to the video side, folks. All right. Yeah, the irony of this past week and a half, nearly 2 weeks, it's been a nightmare. It has. Because we haven't heard anything about coronavirus, really, in the news. At least I haven't, anyway. I haven't seen anything. It's been all about George Floyd and police brutality and so on like that. And it really bothers me that, you know, the media ignores all the other news and focuses on one thing. Why they would do that, I don't know. I kind of get the impression that if left to their own devices, the media would probably implode anyway. Although, highly unlikely. We're still having some technical difficulties here, so bear with me, folks. And those technical difficulties are, unfortunately, with my own two hands. Apparently, lately, the last couple of days, my hands have been swollen very badly. I mean, really bad. So I'm having a difficult time operating the mouse with my right hand, especially because the fingers are and palms are swollen to the point of it hurts to use the hands. I was making dinner. Here's a prime example. I was making dinner and my hands kind of messed up on me because of the swelling. Now I'm also waiting for the clip computer to open up certain things so I can have that ready. And it's taking forever to do that too. What can I say? It's hump day. There was a 661 area code that was waiting. I guess they knew what I was gonna do. All right. I got Louisiana and Texas called in. Hey, open up Mike's line, you son of a. I clicked on Mike's microphone button and it wouldn't open.
Before you get started there, you might want to look at this here link. It seems, I know you want to talk about the bug, but it seems like the cops are trying to push for a race war. Okay, look at what happened here. The dude was thrown in jail for parking his truck the wrong way on the street.
Yeah, Gunslinger, I've got that story. I'm already aware of that.
Okay, yeah. You left
the FFNO.
Yeah, I just wonder. I don't know if you got it or not, but get a load of that.
Here we go. Okay, first of all, I can already tell these are bullshit numbers. I'm not even going to give them a chance. Sorry, not in the mood for bullshit tonight. So, yeah, I got that story. I've got it warmed up in the bullpen, as they say in baseball.
You know, in addressing your talking points, and you mentioned them, how the media, reports on these stories, how they choose to report on the stories. And my thing is, it's to report on any other story will be gas work. And they don't want to do any work, right, George?
Do they ever? All right. You know what? Hang on a second, people. having some trouble here with the audio. For some reason, it's not coming through proper. Marina, Georgia. Yeah, okay. Allegedly from Georgia. Yeah, go run to your mommy now. Waste my fucking time. That number goes to the FBI right away. Look, you bottom-feeding, basement-dwelling fuckheads. Don't waste my time because they only send your number to the feds. I'm telling you right now, they're going to the feds every single time you pull a prank. And they love cyber crimes. They'll dig up dirt on you that I'm sure I would never find. And by the way, just because you're using a Skype or Google number doesn't mean they won't find where you actually are.
Hello?
Allegedly in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yep, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Not going to waste my fucking night. I swear to God. Although they think they can try. All right. This one's supposedly from Lomita, California. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep, goodbye. We're not even going to waste time. Nice try. Take a powder. Each of these phone numbers will be sent to the FBI Cyber Crimes Unit, and they will investigate each and every one of them. They will find your actual location. If you think I'm joking, don't think for 1 minute. 678, you're done. Goodbye. Don't waste my time. Jeez. Not even a half hour into the show and they're already starting their bullshit.
They must have hit the bong early tonight.
Well, you know what? This is gonna get awful stupid real quick. Because I've already got each of these numbers that have called me so far goes into a special piece of software that I obtained, which I cannot share, but I did obtain it from a very, very nice source, and it backtraces everything right to the exact location. And I then send the numbers to the FBI. They backtrace it even further with better software and equipment. And each and every person that pulls a stupid stunt calling me tonight with dumb shit will end up going to federal prison for cyber crimes. Okay. 678-306-6192. You are not going to get on the air, so don't bother trying. All right? I'm not going to waste my fucking night with these assholes. All right. ...203 area code out of Connecticut. Go ahead.
Retard!
Oh, fuck you. Get your mother's tits in your mouth, bitch. Hey, all you bottom-feeding basement dweebs. That number's definitely going to cyber crimes. You're going to love prison. Soap on a rope or soap on dental floss. Take your pick. You think I'm joking? You think I'm playing? Don't. I don't take block numbers. Sorry. Boy, they are so stupid. They think they're gonna get on here. Anyway, so to get back to what I was saying, before I was so rudely interrupted. The news cycle, as soon as something they can exploit comes up. And yes, I did say the media exploits it. All the three major cable channels, Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, all exploited his George Floyd's funeral. So, you know what? I don't even want to think about how they can sleep at night. Seriously, I don't even give a shit. Because, quite honestly, you know what? Not taking, if they're calling in twice with different numbers, just gonna get hung up on. I'm not even gonna bother with them. So what I'm trying to wrap my head around, and this is something that I think is likely. The media they'll exploit 7:57, go, and if you fuck with me, I'll hang up on you fast, so you don't even get a chance. Let's hear it.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, and I don't want you. Recognize the voice. Fuck off. Not even going there. But guys, tell me something. I mean, is it just my imagination, or is the media using one story, constantly talking about it all day and all night, in the hopes that it's going to make people sympathetic to the situation?
Well, I mean, it's part and parcel of what they do, George. I mean, it's not just this story. How many other stories have they done this with? I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like, okay, you had the George Zimmerman story, and you had, you know, Ferguson, and you had all these other stories that you know, they stretch it out, and they stretch it out, and they stretch it out until people get tired of the story, even though the story, even though the story just maybe deserves it. But
hold
they,
on a minute,
they,
Mike. Hold on a minute. Gunslinger, you got hung up on because these assholes are calling in on multiple numbers at the same, all at once. Every single number is getting turned over to the FBI because you're violating cyber laws. Hope you enjoy it. Yeah, that's because the basement dwelling bottom feeders are pulling in on multiple lines. They're literally coming at me left and right. You know what? I'm going to stop on Blog Talk Radio tonight. The rest of this week will not be on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, get your Skype ready. This way, these fuckheads don't get a chance. Gunslinger, I'm taking the show off of Blog Talk Radio the rest of the week. We'll be on Mixlr and the video platforms. Because I'm sick and tired of these basement-dwelling, bottom-feeding assholes who are going to be visited by the Federal Bureau of Investigations when their numbers are turned over to cyber crimes. Numbers like 949-344-9956, 757-831-5902, and 678-306-6192 are all going to go to the feds. And 970-380-9901, which is a cell phone number. All of you are going to cyber crimes. Have a nice life. Soap on a rope. The Gunslinger, get your Skype ready. I'll bring you on through there. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the assholes of the month club who think I'm fucking bullshitting them, six 678-306-6192. You're going to cyber crimes. I'm turning your number over to the FBI. Fuck you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am signing off of Blog Talk Radio for tonight, and I will not be on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow night, but I will be on the video platforms and Mixlr. We're continuing Firefox is Online on the remaining radio show platform and, of course, the video platforms. Okay? So, Gunslinger, get your Skype going. I'll be right with you. Okay?
All right.
I really didn't want to have to do this, but obviously these bottom feeding big